Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. We got a lot to get to today on Willard and Dibs. 888-957-9570. You can weigh in. The news of the day, other than that the Giants still can't hit, is that the Knicks fired their coach, which I'm going to give you some credit for. In fact, I'm wondering if they had actually listened to the show a few times the last few weeks, and maybe that's why they fired him. You were very, very down on, I still don't know if it's Tibbs or Thibs.
It's Thibodeau,
okay,
but so they call him Coach Tibbs, which right? is partly why I have issue with it.
Okay.
Because, so, like, Adrian Wojnarowski, and he's Woj? No, he's Worge, but I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, and he's no longer in the media. He's now the GM at St. Bonnie's.
And Bryce Eldridge has been called up to AAA, which is, I think, pretty relevant. It's pretty relevant. But beyond that, I just, man, wow, how frustrating. It is so frustrating to watch baseball in this form. Look, the other team didn't really score any runs either. The Padres have scored fewer runs than the Giants this year. So they're not alone. Yes, they've still got a winning record, and the weather's about to get warmer. All of this stuff, this is all true. I'm not freaking out, but my God, this is so frustrating to watch. Do you want to know what the worst... And I wonder, when you watch, what is it? Can you define it? Like, what's the thing that kind of triggers the frustration when you're watching a Giants game? I have my answer. Do you have an answer to this?
I do.
What is it?
I do. It's
do
the...
you, 888-957-9570, what's the thing? And don't just say hitting. Like, what is the specific thing that you find so frustrating about being a fan of a team that doesn't hit?
It's my own expectations and the fact that it gets fulfilled almost every time. Because when they get ducks on the pond, it's not how will they get it done, it's how are they going to mess it up.
You nailed it.
And it's really about, it's frustrating, but it's not even frustrating. It just is like, it's kind of like watching a car crash, but you're watching a car crash with a loved one because you know that this is going to happen. And you just wonder how. Is it going to be a couple strikeouts and a weak grounder? Is it going to be a double play ball? Is it going to be a failed bunt attempt? Is it going to be a strike him out, throw him out, double play? I could run through all the different ways that a rally can get killed, and you would probably say, yeah, I've seen that in the past 15 games.
Oh, totally.
They've
and
done
then,
it all.
I mean, and then it almost felt like salt in the wound to get, mainly to the ninth inning. There was a little bit of this in the eighth inning, too, but mainly to get to the ninth inning, and you're like, oh, they actually kind of, in a way, executed perfectly. And they still didn't score.
Right.
You got the guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Over to third, and then you had two guys up, and they both hit absolute rocket shots north of 100 miles an hour on exit velocity. They both hit rocket shots right at people. And whatever the cat's name over there is at third base, give him credit. That was an unbelievable play. What's his name? Iglesias. I remember when he used to be a musician. But anyway, just incredible play over there. But then you get all the way to the end and you're like, oh God, we have bad luck too? Like you're bad and you have bad luck? That's what this feels like right now. And I think we'll get a lot of answers similar to yours. You know, first two text messages that come in, leaving men on base, runners left on base. It's all coming from the same place. And you know me, when I watch sports, it's about the experience. I love this stuff. We love this stuff. I love going to games. I love watching games. The games are on. I love watching them with friends. I love watching them with the kids. I love watching it with Christy. We watch. And I want that experience to be fun. But what happens with the Giants, like you said, they'll put people on with nobody out and one out, and you're looking at it, and instead of sitting forward in your chair, you sit back, and you're like, which way are we going to bleep this up this time?
Right.
And it happens almost every time. Last night, every time. Bleeped it up every time. And then you start thinking, are you playing tricks on me? Like, in other words, this rally that you started, was it even a rally? I'm like, the bases are loaded with nobody out, but they didn't get any hits. It's just a Padre who can't find the strike zone. And you start realizing that half of these rallies are simply because that somebody got walked, and then somebody got hit on the foot by a pitch. And the next thing you know, everybody's out there, but the next guy can't put the ball in play either. You know what I mean? Like, we can go, oh, the ballpark's big. Great. Then hit a fly ball halfway out there. You can't hit a fly ball. I know it's harder than it looks.
Right.
I know. But you can't ever do it. Ever. It seems like right now, it feels like you can't ever, ever do it when someone's on third and there's less than two out.
Second inning, walk, hit by pitch, walk, ground out to third. We'll go home for the force out. All right, still loaded with one out. Here comes Elliot Ramos.
Best hitter.
Best hitter on the team. Ground ball to third, to second for one, back to first, two, a double play. It's by John Miller, and I love his call.
It's pretty good.
Two. But a double play. And so, yeah, bases loaded, nobody out, and I think I was still in the car at that point, and I'm driving with one hand over one eye thinking, how are they going to bleep this up this time? You know, maybe it'll be something different, a pass ball that caroms back so hard that the catcher is able to retrieve it and tag a guy out, and then the double play. But no, it's just ground out, ground ball, double play, and yeah, we'll try again in another inning.
We'll try again next inning. It is so frustrating. You said something earlier today that really resonated with me with regard to when your favorite team, any sport, is having trouble on offense, right?
Yep.
So let's go to whatever example you want. Baltimore Ravens with Trent Dilfer and Tony Banks. Great defense, crap offense. But they won a championship doing that. In basketball, I would argue right now, this is not a perfect example at all, but the Oklahoma City Thunder's offense, they're actually kind of slumping. I don't know if you noticed this. They're not playing great, but their defense is elite. And in all of these sports, defense could be NHL, hoops, football, anything. Defense leads to offense. The reason it resonated with me, your statement was that when you're struggling on offense, baseball is more frustrating than all the other sports. Lovely Christie has always said something similar to me. She's like, you know what's wrong with baseball is that you can't score on defense. I need to be able to feel at all times like my team might score. I want that on every play. Well, you can't do that in baseball. You have to wait. You have to wait through the stress of can we get three outs and then go give our offense a chance. And that's sort of, I mean, again, it's fundamental to baseball. I'm not suggesting there be a change here, but maybe that's why it's so damn frustrating. Logan Webb could go out there and throw, forget eight zeros, triple it, 24 zeros, and you still aren't going to score a run for him. And you lose. You lose because eventually the dam is going to break, especially now by getting free ducks out on the pond once we get to the 10th inning.
It's just madness.
Super, super, super frustrating.
Especially, and I'm glad you mentioned Logan Webb because I was reading Eno Saris, who is a great statistician writer with The Athletic, and he ranked every starting pitcher in baseball going forward. And Logan Webb is ranked actually pretty high. And so I was looking through all the names, and the Giants actually did well because they have a great staff. And so I'm looking at Logan Webb's game log, and last night's a great example. He goes eight innings, gives up six hits, scatters them, no earned runs. Well, they lose.
He was brilliant.
Brilliant. And, you know, all his games this year, he's given up one earned. He gave up two earned in seven. They lost 2-1 against Minnesota. He gave up, you know, zero against Milwaukee. He actually got that win. He gave up one earned in six against the Angels. They lost 2-1. Mm-hmm. So we always talk about getting caned because Matt Cain had this happen to him throughout his entire career. Logan Webb is the new Cain. And I'm looking at the game against Cincinnati. April 7th, he gave up four hits, no earned in seven. The team lost 2-0.
He's not the new Cain unless you want to add in all of the other pitchers this year too. Like, again, what was the last time they scored over four runs? Was it 3 weeks ago?
Over four. It was against the A's.
Oh, right, Wilmer's three-homer game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was May 16th. Yeah.
May 16th. So let's see. 16 is this.
That's
15.
18 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
18
yeah.
days.
Yeah. And they have not had a lot of days off during that time.
Yep. And they've scored 30 runs in 15 games. That's two per, and I looked it up earlier. They've only allowed 2.27 runs game over that same stretch.
Their pitching is fantastic. It's fantastic.
You should be 11-4 or better over those 15 games instead of 7-8. And it's a miracle, Mark, that they are just 7-8.
Like, Yeah, to a degree.
Scoring that few runs, you should be 3-12.
All right, can we let it out a little bit? 888-957-9570. What is the specific thing? For me, I don't like who I am as a fan when this happens. That's kind of the way I would describe it. I don't like who I become as a fan when you can't hit. My negative Nancy side just takes over right now. Every time someone's on base, well, can't wait to find out how this gets messed up. So that for me is what's killing me right now with this baseball team. 888-957-9570. We'd love to take your calls right now. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? This is Willard and Dibbs.
And Dan Dibley here to talk about Fremont Bank. It's family-owned, and it's got that family-owned feel. They're deeply committed to contributing to their clients' goals and also empowering their community, which is our community. And you know, I've been a customer for a very long time, 6 years now since I left one of those big box banks, and I'm happy to be a part of Fremont Bank. They're celebrating 61 years in business. They celebrated a 60-year anniversary party. And when they built this bank back in 1964, they wanted to create a local ecosystem built on relationships that would benefit all of us here in the Bay Area. And they're proudly independent, unlike those big box banks that aren't independent. This one's family owned. And you know that they have 21 branches right here in the Bay Area, and they're all connected because it is a family owned, good, solid local bank. And when you deposit your money with Fremont Bank, they keep it local and they reinvest it into home ownership and philanthropy and everything else that makes our Bay Area tick. I encourage you to go into one of the branches and see exactly what a good local bank looks like. It's Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.